top moments of the week. Sometimes gross, sometimes shocking, sometimes embarrassing, but always entertaining as we count down the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang. Morning Thang. I need a day off. What's going on over here? Monica Brooks, first day of school on Tuesday. An excited mama, maybe a little too excited, as she sends her little boy off to preschool. So he's on the bus for the very first time. And he's not alone because mommy's on there too. What?
I hopped on the bus with him, you know, because every mom hops on the bus.
Is that what happens?
Stuff.
I don't recall that happening, actually.
I don't remember, but it was a long time ago.
So I'm not going to knock it. And I did apologize to the bus driver. I said, I'm sorry, I'm holding up the bus because I'm just taking a couple pictures. Oh. And she said, it's okay because every parent has been doing it. So
those poor kids, because they've gotten on the bus at the first day of school. Someone was probably their first time ever on the bus, and they think, am I in high school? Am I in the wrong
bus? What's happening?
What is going on?
What grade is she in?
Wait, am I in a public bus? Are we just picking people up at bus stops?
I need a seat too.
I mean, I was so intimidated when I was a kid on the first day of school because there were other kids that looked so old. And then there's you on the bus.
Hello.
Not that you look old, but you do to those kids. That is
They're
for
like,
sure.
She's in preschool? No.
Well, mommy got little Hendrix on the bus, and she was so proud of her little man and then so proud of herself as she went to go pick him up on the first day of school.
Oh.
You don't have to ride the bus home, little man. Mommy will come get you.
Nice,
Monica
mommy.
Thought she was early. Mommy was 45 minutes late to pick up her child.
Well, I arrive at the school to pick up Hendrix, and I'm waiting. I'm like, I'm here early. I'm patting myself on the back. I'm sitting in the car listening to music. You needed to pick him up 40 minutes ago.
What?
And I said, hold on, what? I said, because I've been in the parking lot. I said, I've been waiting.
You were there. You were doing the victory dance.
I was. I patted myself on the back.
You're on
I
time really and
was.
Everything.
I was so early,
and yet you were so late that every other parent had already left.
I was so late. Yeah. I've been early though. I've been on it.
The rest of the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really on it.
No doubt about that.
I even gave the thumbs up to the teacher. I'm like,
I'm here.
Check me out.
So he has not been the last kid picked up again.
No, he's been like the first. Yes, I'm right there.
Look at you.
That's good.
I'm proud of you.
You had to because you gave him psychological damage. Otherwise, mommy doesn't love me anymore. It was embarrassing, but I was a desperate man. I needed a fork, and the only fork available to me happened to be in the trash here at the K92 Broadcast Palace, and it happened to be Monica's fork also. I took your trash fork. I ate with your trash fork. It was
Ew.
In there.
I know.
That's disgusting.
Please tell me you washed.
Of course I washed.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But yes, it does matter if he took it out and just started eating his food.
No. Okay. I took it to the sink. Okay. I used dish detergent. I absolutely washed the fork. Now, I understand. I could wash the germs off. But there is no amount of soap that will wash the shame away.
I know. You went in the trash. You have a trash fork.
I had a trash fork.
A trash fork that you already ate with as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you.
I ate with your trash fork. I'd say I'm not sorry, but I am. I really am.
I no longer trust your decision making. Like, you are on probation with decisions based off of that knowledge.
Trash
taking
fork.
You this long to figure that out. I'm doing around here.